Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying what the Bible says about the midnight hour. Every person in life faces a midnight hour at some point. It's that dark time where circumstances look bleak and the future holds no hope, and you have no natural way of changing your circumstances. Throughout the Bible, we find many examples of people facing a midnight hour in their life and how God came through in that dark point. Today, I want to share with you the very key that you will need in your midnight hour in order to see victory. In Psalm 119, verses 61 and 62, David gives us the key to victory in the midnight hour. It says this: "The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to thee because of thy righteous ordinances." The psalmist had hit a midnight hour. He writes that the cords of the wicked have encircled me. But in the middle of that midnight hour, he shares the key. He says, "But I have not forgotten thy law." This is a reference to the Word of God, the very promises of God. And he goes on to say, at midnight, so in that dark time, when things look their worst, "I shall rise to give thanks to thee because of thy righteous ordinances." David had faced many midnight hours, chased by King Saul, hiding in caves and in fields, chased by armies, battles against him. He knew what it was like to face a midnight hour. But he said in the middle of it, he did not forget God's word. And he says, because of God's word, at midnight, at that dark time, he would rise up and give thanks to God because of what he'd said in his word, because of what he had promised in his word. This is the key every single believer needs when you face a midnight hour in your life. Remember in Exodus the story of the Passover. Moses received a word from God, and he told the children of Israel, about midnight, God is going to go out into the midst of Egypt, and he's going to slay the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. But the promise continued that though the enemy would receive judgment from God, there would be protection for the Israelites in that midnight hour. It was at that midnight hour when the death angel was passing over the land that all those who were in the houses with the blood on the door would be safe from the death angel's work. God passed over the Israelites at midnight. Because of the promise of the word of God, they did not have to fear when midnight came. Because of the promise of the word of God to you, you don't have to fear. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to get depressed. You don't have to despair. You don't have to question God's goodness. You don't have to give up your faith in the midnight hour, because the promises of God will hold true and they will hold steady. We talked yesterday about how at midnight, Ruth received her breakthrough. She and Naomi had returned from the land of Moab, devastated, widowed. Naomi had lost not only her husband, but her two sons, and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, was a widow as well. They had no tangible means of supporting themselves. They were in a midnight hour, and yet at midnight, Ruth ended up engaged to Boaz, the wealthiest man in the area. A breakthrough from God that turned their entire situation around. God wants to turn your entire situation around, but he's looking for the person who will trust him, trust his word, trust his promise, trust in his goodness, trust that he loves them. He's looking for that heart of faith and trust so he can intervene in your midnight hour. Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 give us one of the most outstanding examples of walking in a perfect trust and faith in God in a midnight situation. Wrongfully accused, unjustly persecuted, and thrown into jail, their legs in stocks, beaten with rods. There they were at midnight, singing praises and praying to God. Their trust in God was evident to everyone. All the prisoners sat listening to them. It was obvious. Their midnight hour did not disturb their faith at all. And at midnight, suddenly, it says in Acts 16, an earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. The doors were open and all of their chains were unfastened. God broke through at midnight in response to the trusting, abiding faith of Paul and Silas. They believed God's word. What word did they have? Paul had written these words himself in 2 Timothy, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced," other translations say, "I am persuaded that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day." God wants you to take his promise. God wants you to be convinced, to be persuaded that he is able to guard what you have entrusted to him until that day. It doesn't matter what comes your way, God is able. Romans 8:28 was another promise that Paul recorded under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and it's one you can take hold of today in your midnight hour. Say this: "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." King David said that it was because he didn't forget God's word, even when the cords of the wicked had encircled him, that he was able at midnight to rise up and give thanks to God. According to Psalm 119, 61 and 62, it was because of his faith in God's word and God's promises that gave him the grace and the strength to rise up in that midnight hour and give thanks to God. Lord, I thank you. You're good. Your promises are true. I don't care what it looks like. You will come through for me. You're my breakthrough God. In Acts 27, we find Paul in another midnight hour of his life. He had been put aboard a ship that began to sail on its way to Rome, but it ran into a northeaster, a very violent storm that began to pound the ship unmercifully. The sailors who were experienced in the ways of the sea began to throw the cargo overboard. They did not see the sun for 14 days. The winds were so violent, they did not even know where they were. They had no sight of land. And it says that the sailors finally gave up all hope that they would be saved. It was a midnight hour when the people in charge of the ship don't think they're going to make it. And yet Paul received a word from the Lord. An angel of God stood by him in the night and told him, "Don't be afraid, Paul. I've given to you everyone on this ship. You will stand in Rome before Caesar." Because of that word of the Lord, Paul was confident, though things were desperate. The men hadn't eaten for weeks. They were so distraught and so sick from the violent surging of the ocean against their ship, which was being battered and beginning to fall apart. And yet, it says in Acts 27:27, "When the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to land." the men, those sailors, sensed that they were drawing near to land. And when did it happen? It happened at midnight. It happened when things were at the darkest point. They began to sense there was deliverance on the way. They were going to find land after all. You may be in the darkest moment you have ever faced in your life, but God's word stands true. God's word is available to you. Be like David, and don't forget the word of the Lord. Recount it, go over it, say it, repeat it, memorize it. Say with Paul in Acts 20:24, none of these things move me. Even if right now you're moved, your emotions are moved, you're being tempted to despair or to become so discouraged that you can't do a thing. Say like Paul, none of these things move me, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced, I am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I've entrusted to him. Take Romans 8:28 to heart and say, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him. Take the word seriously, apply it in your midnight hour, and then rise up and give thanks to God because his word is true. And watch, and you will see that in the darkest moment, your deliverer will come. Let God be the Lord of your midnight hour. He wants to bring deliverance your way, but he's looking for the heart that will trust in his word. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Trust in God's word. His promises are true. And have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.